This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're back live already into the third and final hour of this Tuesday, the 26th of August, 2003 edition. And Bob, Kevin, Willie, Joe, and others, your calls are coming up right now. We've got Colonel Craig Roberts on the line with us. And I want to get to this. Idealistic Philippine Rebellion leaders claim moral victory. This hasn't gotten reported properly. It came out from the French news agency, Associated Press, an article about it. And we need to talk about this. You heard about the rebellion going on a month ago there, but you didn't hear why it was going on there. And in fact, just exactly a month ago. So we'll be discussing this with Colonel Roberts because he's done a lot of study of the Philippines, interesting things that are happening there, and just a bunch of other news reports. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Bob in Montana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Alex and Colonel Roberts. I could highly recommend Killzone and Medusa File, as I've read those, but that's not the main reason I called. Earlier you mentioned the Shah's security force and the torture and all of that. His security force was most likely trained at the School of the Americas, where they've trained other nations' security forces also.
Well, yeah, that's the point. And just because the left protested, you know, doesn't mean that the school's good. The left's all for torture just when leftists are doing it. I'm against it when leftists are doing it or phony right-wing people are doing it. The School of Americas does train people in death squad activities. Colonel, comments?
Well, you can trace that all the way back to Edward Lansdale in the Philippines before the Vietnam War and during the Vietnam War. You can chase it down to South America when a lot of the South American dictators' security forces were trained there. What happens is they create a school, then all of a sudden there's little tentacles that branch out into other areas and say, oh, by the way, while you're here, let me tell you what else you can do. And then sometimes it just gets out of hand, and I think School of the Americas went that way with a lot of these alleged right-wing dictators that some of them turned out left-wing dictators later on, but that's beside the point. And, we saw that back, especially in the 60s. If you really want to read about some interesting things, look up General Edward Lansdale. The guy's the first two- or three-star general that ever surfaced that only had one row of combat ribbons, and I don't even think they were combat. I think they were for, like, hanging out at the officers' club or something. But this guy was a spook deluxe. He fomented more revolutions than you could shake a stick at. He's even been linked to the Kennedy assassination. He was involved in the assassination of the Diem brothers over in Vietnam back in about 62 or 63. And he's one example, but he was highly involved in the Philippines and the formation of the intelligence services and the death squads and the hit squads back in the 1960s. And since then, we've never lost a grip on that situation over there. We're still involved in it.
All right. Go ahead, Bob.
Anything else? The comment I wanted to make was now we're seeing them talk about torture and stuff in this country, and what's happening is the biblical principle that you reap what you sow. And also one comment on Guantanamo Bay. The reason they're using that down there is the Constitution does not apply because it's outside.
Yeah, they're saying it's under admiralty. In fact, they've even said that in the rulings. Well, this isn't military and this isn't civilian. This is admiralty under our enemy combatant designation.
Right, and that's the all I have. So God bless you folks.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah. That's a great point he made, Colonel, because I meant to say that last hour, never did, that they're doing it there because it's outside the U.S. It's kind of in this territorial jurisdiction.
Right, and you can go even further because you have to designate the difference between military law and admiralty law. There is a difference. Military law has to do with the Army and I guess the Air Force would fall under that. But the admiralty law is Navy and Marine Corps, and it goes to the law of the high seas, which is totally different. And it's like every naval base is just like a ship. It's a country within itself.
And then look at how they're administering it. Who's administering it? Navy and the Marines.
Right. See, and also, naval personnel do not fall under posse comitatus anyway. That's only for the Army.
And who have they been training for the urban warfare gun confiscation but the Marines? We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's talk to Kevin. Then we'll cover this news about the Philippines and government-sponsored terror. Then we'll shift gears and go to Willie and Joe and Darren and others. Kevin in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Colonel Roberts, it's a great honor to speak to you. You guys got my head spinning. I originally called up to talk about the Dallas Police Force, but I'll get to that in a second. I'm sitting here. I guess if your previous caller was going to be the guy turning the ovens on in Guantanamo Bay, I guess my brother is going to be the train driver. I'm looking at a MPEG file on CD that was sent to my brother through his airline. They're getting a civil contract to start running or the DOD contract to start running into Guantanamo Bay, and this is a tutorial on how to come into the airspace because it's all Cuban airspace around there. But October sounds about right. That's what this is designed to be implemented.
Wow, they're going to need to round up a lot of folks in October.
I guess more than the military can handle, so they have to sell it out.
And they're out there pouring concrete for a mass camp, according to the Miami Herald.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen, I guess.
Hey, I wonder what's coming up in September, Colonel.
Well, I've got a question first. If this is going to be a civil airline transport contract to haul prisoners in, is there any information in this MPEG file that you've got showing where they're flying from?
No, not anything there. It's just the procedures on how to arrive and depart out of Guantanamo Bay.
For those who don't know, I know Kevin. He's done some work with me, so he lives here in Dallas, in Austin and Dallas. And I know your brother, you know, he's the pilot. I don't want to get into too much details.
I'm not going to say what airline he flies for or anything.
But I mean, so it's
they're
a
all
big,
doing
big
it.
Business. Where the listeners calling in to get the camp jobs at the ovens, and then your brother's going to be flying people in. And
I mean, he's basically being an airline pilot. You're basically a federal employee. I mean, you know, you can't rock the boat too much. But I wanted to say I've read the Somalia book that Roberts has, and the One Shot One Kill. He's an excellent writer, and he's somebody that has credibility from the military that can bridge this gap, you know, where someone would be called a conspiracy nut or whatever and not have any credibility. He has it. One thing I noticed that, you know, until about a week ago, they kept saying, well, the death toll since hostilities ended in Iraq is at 50. And I'm like, how can it be at 50? We've had 10 killed this week, and today I saw they came out and said it's 138. So it's jumped from about 50 to 138 in a weekend.
Also, all the government websites said all combat activities have ended, and then now they've changed them all, and news articles have all changed to major.
Well, Kay Bailey Hutchison yesterday.
Colonel, we've confirmed this. They're actually going back, not just to government sites now, but newspapers, and changing that. What does it mean when retroactively newspapers start getting edited?
Well, that's common practice, though. If you look at Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA controls the media anyway, they have to be able to go along with the government program because you have to control the minds of the people, and you do that by rewriting history.
Well, that's right out of the Ministry of Truth in Winston.
Colonel Roberts, I don't know if you know about this, but in March I filmed a CIA and CFR steering committee at UT Law School.
And they said this is World War IV.
I had Woolsey in there and Philip Bobbitt on the continuity of government panels and Leo Graglia. They were calling for Muslims in camps, and it doesn't really matter Muslims. It can be just one group that's out of favor just to get the president started, and then it starts flowing. But, you know, I had Anne-Marie Slaughter from Princeton saying, you know, we can't tell the American public that Iraq's a base of operations to then go to Iran and then Syria and then Saudi Arabia.
Kevin,
they never stand for it.
Kevin shot that footage there at the meeting. And it is just chilling, chilling stuff. And he talked about World War IV. Then a month later, it was on CNN, big headline. Woolsey says we're in World War IV. But, yeah, they sit around and brag with news cameras that we've got a lot of the people and can't let them know what we're doing. Ron Paul's speech talks about that, how the neocons brag, how they manipulate us.
Incredible speech. That's going to be a historic document.
Why are they so arrogant, Colonel, that they can just publicly brag in front of 10 news cameras that, yeah, we're going to lie to the people, and this will never be on the news as they look at the news cameras?
Well, you know, I think that they think they have a handle on the whole situation that's not going to be changed now, and a lot of them are getting a little bit reckless, which is good because it shows stupidity on their part, because not all of us are dumbed down to the point we don't see this stuff
Why
anymore.
Do criminals always get reckless?
I think it's human nature that you get cocky and you get overconfident. You know, you see it in sports where one team goes out, they've won five games in a row, and they know that this team's not going to be a challenge, and they get beat because they get overconfident. But these people, they start announcing things ahead, and a lot of times they'll do that just to see what kind of play they get. They can always deny it later. They say, that's not what I meant, or it was taken out of context, you know.
Well, they don't even say that. They say, I never said there was a Patriot Act, dude. And then, oh, yes, we need to pass it. And then I never said I did that. I mean, I've got them on tape going, there is no second Patriot Act. It does not affect citizens later. But there is a second Patriot Act. You better pass it. It does affect citizens.
Colonel Roberts, Anne-Marie Slaughter did a two-hour presentation two nights before this particular meeting, and I've got the handout from it. The name of her lecture was A New World Order.
Yeah, I showed it on TV.
And they're all just clapping and laughing and patting each other on the back. But we just got to get to a point where we can tell people these things, and they don't forget when they go to sleep, and they go, you know, oh wow, you know, that was weird. I did hear about that, but people don't connect the dots. But last thing I wanted to say, you're a police officer, a retired police officer. The Dallas police force and all of Dallas politics is so racially driven. It's a joke. It's a media circus always. Well,
it's a way to control everybody.
They put in this police chief, bumped him up over everyone's head. I think he was a patrol officer. A black man. There was a complete purge of the upper echelon of the Dallas police force, which, I mean, you know, maybe it's not such a bad thing since they're probably one of the most corrupt departments in the world. But the fallout was predictable. He wasn't able to handle the job. There was great divisions between the power structure. It's been nothing but a failure for him. There's so many shootings here. Today, an hour ago, he was fired. So now it's a racial divide. Last week, Giuliani and Associates were in town. pitching to the city council how they can come in and run the Dallas Police Department like they did New York and clean it up.
Giuliani's a definite CIA guy. He's going around selling them on the anti-terror, civil liberties, no freedoms model. Colonel, comments on how they're covertly federalizing
and
cities.
The FBI is taking charge of the department also. And I'll stop. Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah. Let me just say this. Thanks, Kevin. It's in my analysis of Patriot Act 2. Yes, I'm writing an analysis of the Victory Act. And let me just say this in a nutshell. The Victory Act has some new stuff, but mainly it's Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, some of the key provisions mixed together because they're afraid stuff's getting repealed. They want to repass it again under new names. But just for folks to understand here, they have another bill that takes over local governments. And this new bill, and I have the bill number in the document. I can't remember it right now. It's in my analysis. I just mentioned it and have a subsection. Detroit, L.A., New York, Times-Picayune reported on New Orleans. So they just calmly announced the feds around the city. So they get a city in trouble, and the feds come in and take over. Colonel Roberts, how important is that?
Well, it's extremely important because there's two things that's happening, and your caller just mentioned one that brought one to mind, people don't understand. They don't know this is happening. There is a national organization of chiefs of police of major cities that do everything they can to convince mayors to hire very liberal or very socialist or very politically correct New World Order type police chiefs. And when you hire a police chief, the reflection of the department is whatever his vision is, so to speak, or whatever his agenda is. And I have seen this happen all over the country. I've seen it happen in our own department here in Tulsa, where we had a guy that was in my academy class ended up becoming, he's a good guy and I like him, but he was very socialist, very globalist, and he became the chief of police. And the next thing we knew, the whole department was ending up with all kinds of decisions that was shoving us into the KGB mentality. And this is happening in different cities around the country. Now, when they can't do that, or when something else goes astray, what they do is they say, gee, it's such a disaster, we're going to have to fire this guy, we've got to have help, and we're going to have to go outside the department to get help, and we're going to have to go here, and we're going to have to go there, and they end up bringing in federal authorities to take over in the interim. Texas isn't the first place. I mean, this has happened in other states as well, especially up north. Now, what happens at that point, and you get the FBI that comes in, let's say, and they put their idea of the way this department ought to be run. And what they do is they come in with new policies and procedures. They come in with new...
And they say 50 of your officers are now going to be watching the evil right-wingers.
They can create sub-task force and different units and reorganize the whole department into whatever image they want. And at that point, it becomes nothing but a clone of the federal government. And here's another thing that's happening. We're seeing what's known as cross-deputization and cross-commissioning. That means I'm out here on the streets and they call me in a squad meeting and say, this is Agent so-and-so from the federal government, and we're going to now make you a federal officer as well as a city and state officer. You are now going to have two commissions so that you can be task forced to help on joint task forces to deal with drugs or deal with
There's no reason to do that.
No, there's no. Because once you've done that, once you cross-deputize everybody across the country, you have created a national police force that, above all, is answerable to the Department of Justice.
And that's what FEMA has on their badges as National Police Force.
That's right. And once you get to the answering to the Department of Justice, you answer to whoever the head of the Department of Justice is, which means you answer also to the President of the United States. And because he works for the president. So in your chain of command, it jumps from out of your local jurisdiction under your second badge.
Yeah,
so
all it does is make the police chief the city governor.
Yeah, he's redundant at that point. He's the guy held accountable for stuff, and he's the buffer zone, but he's not the power behind the throne now. The power behind the throne is the guy you answer to in Washington.
Yeah, basically you've got a ready-made patsy.
Right.
And the feds come in and teach you how to not just shoot some innocent kid in the back, but here, we'll burn down a church and kill everybody inside and make it look good. We'll teach you how to be real professionals.
Well, the thing that goes beyond that is what happens when all of a sudden they say we have a national emergency, you are now operating all as federal agents. And, oh, by the way, and I'm talking to the police officers who are listening to this, by the way, all you local officers, you need to go in and get all of your new safety equipment that we're issuing and get your guns checked and make sure that you have your guns and your ammunition all checked and make sure everything's up to date. We're paying for it. Don't worry about it. It's a good Benny. You go in there, they take your gun away from you, and now you are an unarmed police officer.
And by the way, we've got an inoculation for you. They're talking about a national draft for doctors and police to force you to take the shots. Willie, you're up next.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive, not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy.
Covered yet in phones today. Let's go to him quickly. Willie in Alabama, I guess, with an update on the Judge Roy Moore situation. Go ahead.
Greetings, Mr. Jones, Mr. Robert. Yes, sir. I was up there for about
three nights in 4 or 5 days, and I just came back to Mobile to get a break and pass the baton to some other Christians, and I wanted to bring you on a little update on what's going on, if I may. The U.S. Supreme Court. Let me see if I can get my everything in order here. Chief Justice Roy Moore found out he was suspended by the 8 other state Supreme Court justices on CNN News, and he was never served. And the other 8 won't even let him in his office to get his personal items. Let me see if I can do it. A counter lawsuit has been filed by Kelly McGinley and some others, and I believe you know her. She has www.retakingamerica.com in Mobile. I believe you've been interviewed on her program before in Mobile. And there's so much going on up there. Anyway, we've had great speakers: Dr. Rick Scarborough, Vision America; Howard Phillips, Conservative Caucus. We've had Ambassador Alan Keyes, who's just been a jewel. I mean, he's just given so many great patriot speeches up there. Of course, Jerry Falwell came up and was embracing George W. Bush, but so far I have not seen him yet.
Yeah.
He's not showed up.
Thank you, Bush, for appointing all these judges and this one that's going after Moore, and thank you for Bohemian Grove, and thank you for open borders and gun control, and thank you for being a neocon. Let me get comments from Colonel Roberts about this.
Well, you know, it goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning, that they have established a system where they put people on the bench who are going to do everything they can to legislate law from the bench instead of just uphold the law and judge the law. What they're doing is they're creating law from the bench.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying police can run warrantless checkpoints. I mean, that's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Right. When you control the judicial branch and you control executive branch at the same time, you don't really need a legislative branch anymore. They're just an obstacle to get around. Let them go over there and worry about the environment or something, you know, let them get stirred up about other things. Meanwhile, we're going to use our judges to pass laws or use precedents from the bench that we can go out and do anything we want, including throw the Constitution and the First Amendment out the window. And so you've got Judge Moore there that's got the Ten Commandments sitting there, but where does it go from there? And this is what no one wants to do, is they don't want to think ahead of the jet, because where it goes from there is, when do we take the Bibles out of all the public libraries that are run by the government? When do we take oaths out of our oaths of office? You know, I mean, how far does this thing go?
Colonel Roberts, I've got and thank you, Willie, for the call.
Okay.
I've got a stack here of news articles where that's already begun. We'll get to those. Let's talk to Joe in Oklahoma. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Moving okay.
Good deal. I just wanted to bring up something that Colonel Roberts mentioned about the So Big virus that was going through. And it's kind of a red herring there, because it's a really simple virus that probably any first-year university student could decode it. I've been working in IT for about 8 years. And it's pretty interesting, because if people wanted to get real malicious, you wouldn't even be reading about it. It'd be so stealthy that, you know, they would take over your computer and you wouldn't know about it.
Well, that's the kind of stuff the government's got, and I think Roberts is talking about the scale of it. But go ahead and be specific. Exactly what are you saying?
That the it's kind of, you know, people shouldn't look at this as, you know, a malicious attack by, you know, government or by a, you know, terrorist organization, but really more like a kid sitting in his room.
Well, all I was saying is I've read the Chinese newspapers, not somebody saying the Chinese said it. I've read the Chinese newspapers where they, and they're supposedly our friends, folks.
Yeah.
Where they say we're the big enemy, and they order their college students to launch hack attacks on America. So
yeah.
I think what Craig was saying is that's one of the big culprits of a lot of the mischief we see. Any comments, Craig?
Yeah, I can't agree that some kid in high school can do this, because I've been in computers for 20 years and I can't do it. So,
I've been in 8 and I could.
Well, you know. that may be. You had a lot of classes on programming and stuff, but what I'm saying is it costs us over $10 billion a day in lost business through the Internet because of this virus, and the government isn't doing anything about it. They're not trying to track
down
who
did it. Yeah, they designed the system.
Yeah.
They gave the communist Chinese last year the Microsoft system, the code.
Well, why aren't they on the news every night telling us how to defeat this thing? Because I'm going to tell you right now how to defeat it. It's real easy to do.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Stay there, Joe, and stay there, Craig. We'll get both your takes on how to fix it, and then we'll talk to Darren, Mike, and Pat. And that's it for calls, because I got to get to the Philippines news, government-sponsored terror, bunch of this stuff, and I want to dig out these articles. We're all over the country, from Texas to Missouri to California. They're going after Bibles anywhere now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. With
803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. My friends, already into the next to final segment. Got about 26 minutes left here. And go ahead, caller. You were raising the point of this virus not originating from some government.
Yeah, and just to me, it kind of takes people's attention away from real issues, like what's going on in Alabama, California right now, and stuff like that.
Speak up a little bit.
Sorry. It just takes people's attention away from real issues that we have, like in Guantanamo Bay and et cetera, kind of a red herring. Was only the point I was trying to make.
Well, okay, how do you fix it?
The easiest way to fix it, I would go to Symantec.com, and they have a removal tool. Go ahead and change the registry settings and kill the virus and wipe it off your hard drive.
Well, that's if it's on your hard drive. The problem is it's not on my hard drive because I clean it every day, and I get over 200 emails a day with this junk on it to open the attachment. And this has been
for
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, this is coming from it also takes my email address and sends it all over the Internet, making me look like I'm sending it and I have a virus when I don't. Now, here's how you stop that. And I can only address the Outlook Express is what I use. Go to the tools at the top in the Outlook Express when you've got your email program open, and then you go from the tools tab, you go to message rules, then you go to mail, and you're not going to remember this, but just know it's there. Then mail rules, it's just following a progression down until you can click on the rule description and you can edit in there. You can type in a line that says, I don't want any more email that says, open the attachment. Or I don't want any more email that says, RE your application, or RE thank you, or RE your details. You know, all of these things that it's using over and over again. And you can go to Symantec and you can go to McAfee and you can get a list of all of these subject headers. You can type them in there, and from now on, it will weed those out automatically and throw them in the trash.
And it's also a good idea to do that because that's a common tactic that almost all email viruses use.
Yeah.
And they use a lot of similar, subject lines.
Right,
like
right. And if you learn how to just go in there and set your message rules to delete, and you can go subject, you can go who it's from. If you got, you don't want any more from Uncle John, you can put his name in there, and you're not going to get
any more. I don't want any more mortgage ads or Viagra ads. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, same thing, Alex. I put those in there myself, and included a few other I don't even want to mention on the air that keep coming in.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, before we go to Darren and Mike and Pat, that'll be our final calls. Let's get to some news, Colonel. This is important. Let me just read this article. AFP, it's a big French newspaper, news service. Disgruntled rebel Philippine troops claimed a moral victory Monday despite being forced to return dejected to barracks after their failed military uprising in central Manila. The young, battle-tested and idealistic military officers and enlisted men reluctantly agreed to end their 22-hour siege and be court-martialed after the authorities agreed to consider demands for a probe into allegations of military and government corruption. We were ready to die but give up for the sake of our comrades in the military and the interest of the people and the country, 31-year-old Navy officer Antonio Trinales the self-styled leader of the group, said, we have already planted the seeds. We will just have to bite the bullet and roll with the punches. Hopefully, we have inspired others. This is our significant contribution to the country. Folks, they could get life in prison or executed. He said he and his 300-odd men ended their occupation of an upscale apartment and shopping complex in the financial center after intense negotiations with the government, opposition, and military officials. In the end, sources close to the negotiations said the key figures of the mutiny, whose average age was 27 years old, were largely influenced by colleagues from their alma mater, the Philippine Military Academy, where they belonged to a class renowned for its brilliance and idealism. Armed forces of the Philippines Chief of Staff, General Narisco Abilla, agreed he would create a special panel to study the complaints raised by the young officers against President Gloria Arroyo's administration in the military. That goes on to say, Trinilis, who spoke to Arroyo about his grievances before the revolt, sounded dejected in a local television interview. And he says, these reforms will not come in my lifetime, he said, in a defeat in his voice. Trinilis had documented the irregularities in the Philippines military in a controversial thesis he submitted for a master's degree at the University of the Philippines last year. Eugene Gonzalez, another rebel leader, military officer in revolt, was a reminder of the country's leaders to serve with sincerity, adding that his group was prepared to face the music for its action. And it goes on. Now, here it is. They accused the military leadership of selling arms to rebels from the country's biggest separatist Muslim group, the Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF, the Communist Guerrilla Force of New People's Army, and the notorious Abu Sayyaf Kingpin kidnapped for ransom group. The mutineers also, who colleagues say also hold a sterling combat record, said they had come across recovered ammunition from captured rebel camps with markings DND, Department of National Defense arsenal. These bullets are some of the same ones that are killing our fellow soldiers in the field, complained Captain Bernardo Gambila, another core leader of the siege. The ministry's also accused Defense Secretary Angelo Reyes, a military intelligence chief, of masterminding bombings against civilian targets in the southern Philippines in a bid to declare the MILF a terrorist group and eventually get more U.S. funding for the anti-terror campaign. They also accused the military leadership of planning bombings in Manila in a bid to extend Arroyo's stay in power through martial law. They will also do this through bombings in Metro Milan, which they will blame on other groups, said Gambalala, citing the recent escape of self-confessed Indonesian terrorist Father Ramon Al Gortez as essential to his operation. Now, I've got about 10 articles on this. It gets worse. They caught a U.S. spy blowing stuff up, and the U.S. government came and got him, and they've caught him red-handed doing it. Some of the security troops have caught other intelligence agency people planting bombs. That's just the beginning. I can't babble through all this in the interest of time, but Colonel Roberts, I mean, how many times do we have to catch Mossad, MI6, CIA, blowing stuff up? I mean, it's so obvious what they're doing.
Well, and it is, and it's not the first time, and it's probably going to continue on because it's kind of a modus operandi for anybody in the intelligence segment to be able to initiate an action so that they can have a counteraction to it, so they can justify spending more money or bringing in more troops. And this whole thing is pointing toward us putting American forces back into the Philippines, and we've been there several times before. In fact, we just pulled out. We just gave them Clark Air Base and the naval station back. And all of a sudden, here we've got this, that they're saying, we need American money, we need American troops. And we're starting to send special forces guys over there. Now, we've always had them over there. Colonel Nick Rao was over there. And Colonel Rao was, if you remember him, he was in Vietnam, as a lieutenant, was captured by the Viet Cong. He was one of the few people that escaped and actually got away. He'd been there they had him in a cage for several months. And he actually escaped and got away.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with being in a cage with mosquitoes and rats? We do that to the people at Camp X-Ray. Isn't that a loving thing?
Oh, I didn't say anything wrong with it. I just said I would rather have a nicer house than that.
Of course, but I'm being sarcastic.
Me too. Nick Rao,
though, form of torture.
Was in the Philippines, Special Forces, good guy, and he gets ambushed one day. And I think it was in Manila or near Manila, and he's in a van, and guerrillas come up, and I can't remember if they shot him or threw a bomb in the van or what it was. But anyway, he was assassinated over there because he was starting to make waves on this very connection that, hey, there's a problem here. We got people inside the Philippine government who are supplying the rebels, who are supplying the different Islamic factions and so on like that. Now, we take it a step further, and we look at the Oklahoma City bombing. We've got Abu Sayyaf involved in that because I've got a file from the Philippine government that shows that Nichols and McVeigh, especially Nichols, went to the Philippines several times, met with Abu Sayyaf. Now, who he met with Abu Sayyaf, and we've discussed this in the past, he met with Ramzi Yosef, who was later one of the World Trade Center bombers. He met with a guy named Mohammed Wali Khan, who was Osama bin Laden's left-hand man, and he met with a guy named Edwin Angeles. Now, this is where the point I'm trying to make now is Edwin Angeles was the second in command of Abu Sayyaf. But Edwin Angeles was a member of the Philippine Secret Intelligence Service. He was a plant. But he helped start Abu Sayyaf.
Well, it's the same thing in England. MI5 runs the terror groups, Protestant and Catholic. They're blowing things up. It's not that they're infiltrated. They run it, and British intelligence goes around kneecapping people if they won't start riots. I mean, it's controlled by them.
And, well, let's go back to the 1700s. It's the same thing. If you can stir up the people against an organization or against a government, then you can either take over the organization or the government by using the people. And so you do that in the Philippines. You go around, you blow up a few things, you blame it on somebody. Hitler did it. Worked for him. And I think that's what we're seeing. So now you've got Philippine military personnel who are saying, you know, we found out that we're supplying the enemy and we're blowing up our own stuff and we're not putting up with it anymore. It's about time we had a little discussion with this government at Bayonet Point, and that's where the insurrection came from.
And then they gave themselves up to be put in prison for the rest of their lives. And they'll probably be killed in prison by communists who are openly working for the government. I mean, I've had leftist anarchists who aren't, again, anarchists at all, they're leftists, walk over to me at a rally, admit they work for the feds, and say that we can kill you anytime we want.
Yeah, sometimes they get a little brazen.
Well, I understand, but my point is that these so-called leftists out in the streets who are against the wars and all this, they're there to make anti-war look stupid. They're there to control the debate and make the left look like it's good.
Oh, yeah, and what we're seeing, though, is all of this stuff. It doesn't matter whether it's right-wing or left-wing. It's all going in the same direction right now, and it's all being controlled by the globalists for one purpose, and that is to pull all of this stuff together to accomplish their little New World Order scenario.
Well, it's simple. There's going to be more and more bombings, more and more terror, and the
right.
Government gets bigger and bigger with more controls over our lives, and now everything's going to be a terrorist action. And it's just the excuse for the government to run our lives.
Well, there's the next step. And when you go to the Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn and you start looking at it, we're seeing a blueprint that was done there happening here now. The next step is going to be terrorizing the population so badly that we're afraid to leave our houses. We're afraid to say anything. We're afraid to have radio shows like this. We're afraid to do anything because we don't want to be labeled a terrorist. We don't want to be labeled a criminal. We don't want anybody picking us up in the middle of the night, and that's where this is going right now. To protect you from yourself, we have to destroy you, basically. You know, it's the old Vietnam deal. To save the village, we had to destroy it. And that's their deal, is order out of chaos, and it's also to control by terror.
Craig, we're not Russia, we're not China, we're not Cuba, and the key is we're being more vocal, we're being more active, more people are waking up. You talk about how you go to the deer camp, and 10 years ago, two cops out of 30 knew. Now almost all of you know. Don't you see it that we have a good chance, if folks are active, of standing up and not being cowed into submission and defeating this?
I think it's happening more and more every day. But it only happens because we keep gas in our tanks. You know, the day we quit talking, the day we quit having these radio shows and publishing these books and doing these videos, and the day we quit doing the seminars and traveling and just decide, I'm just going to pass the torch on to somebody else. I'm going to kick back in my lawn chair.
Folks, they spend a lot of time figuring out how to counter real patriots. We're on the threat board. You can see their propaganda in the news, the newspapers, the sitcoms, the dramas. You know, the episodes where it's all anti-gun messages, they're trying to counter us, and they know they're losing credibility. The polls have come out, Colonel. The mainstream news is losing almost all its credibility.
Well, it was going to happen sooner or later because people aren't totally stupid. People do have the ability to become educated, and once they do, you can't uneducate them. And that's the problem they're running into. They've tried to control the youth. They've tried to control the educational system. They try to control the religious systems in this country. They try to control the media. But the problem is the Americans are a different breed of cat. We don't fall in the same groove as the other people who line up in a row and turn in their guns because
somebody
said
that. That's why we're more violent. That's why we have more... I mean, there's problems on that, but there's also pluses to being a bunch of wild folks from all over the place.
Right. You're not ever going to be able to, kill all the fish in the sea. It just isn't going to happen. And but now it's a battle. It's a war. It's an information war right now. It's an education war. It's where we have to get other people on board. We have to make them see the truth, see the light, see what's going on, and then stand up against it and do it. You know, do it at the ballot box. Do it on the soapbox. I don't care. But people at my church asked me, well, we really need some leadership. We really need somebody to do something. And I said, let me tell you something. No, you don't. You need yourself to do something because I do radio shows. I write books. I put my head on a chopping block all the time.
Colonel, in Vietnam, when you were out there as a sniper, I mean, it's not, the general's going to save me back in the command bunker.
No. What we need is we need the troops on the line. We need the people in the Sunday school classes. We need the people at the bus stop. We need the people on the street to educate the guy standing next to him and say,
well,
look.
10 years ago, I was in college hearing how evil America was, and I got sick of hearing their anti-gun, anti-family garbage, and I got on this path. You, 15, 20 years ago began investigating it. You found out about it. I mean, it's simple, folks. You've all got to be leaders. There are people more articulate, more intelligent, with more resources than us. And I'm telling you, if you don't get involved, folks, we're going to lose it all. The globalists are the sickest, most ruthless synthesis of wickedness I have ever even tried to study or imagine. And it's their nature. And you better stop being naive, and you better admit that there is a devil, because that's the devil's biggest trick, is convincing the world he didn't exist. That's how Ted Bundy got women in that Volkswagen, okay?
There's two kinds of people in the world, folks. And that's meat eaters and grass eaters, and you got to figure out which one you are, because the meat eaters eat the grass eaters. And there's two types of birds, eagles and ostriches. And if you're not an eagle, you got your head in the sand, and somebody's going to come along and kick what's sticking up.
Well, I do a variant of that. You got wolves, sheep, and sheepdogs. I'm not a wolf. I'm not a sheep. And I have this instinctive need to warn these people. Let's talk to Darren in Colorado. Go ahead, Darren.
Good day, gentlemen. It's a distinct and profound pleasure to be with you today.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. Go ahead.
Mr. Roberts, have you ever heard of a former military man named Jim Ammerman?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think he's a wonderful speaker. And, Alex, if you could ever speak with him on your show, I'm sure we'd all be delighted to hear it. I'd like to thank you, Alex, for bringing up that commercial that ran a few years ago with the guy in the overcoat filling his pockets and walking out and being stopped to have his receipt handed to him. I'd forgotten completely about that, and I appreciate you reminding me of that.
Well, that's what the self-checkout is with the RFID. It's admitted to get rid of all the checkers.
And then, like you said, they weren't selling anything except that they're putting forth this image of things to come. Alex, one thing I wanted to ask you. My dad, his name was David Waters, and he was from Austin, Texas, where you're at, and he killed Madeline Murray O'Hare, and I've read as much as I could about that case, and is there anything that I should know that maybe you'd be privy to from being from that area, because I know it was covered more thoroughly in Austin.
You're going to have to stay there, Darren, because I'll talk to you on the other side. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing
landing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Been thinking about your health lately? Of course you have, because it matters to you. Unfortunately, the more you look, the more confused you get, right? Sifting through products, seeing through the hype, and making sense of all the claims seems impossible. Thankfully, PureHealthSystems.com has some help for you. With over 30 years of natural health experience behind them, the tough work has already been done. Collecting the most vital and basic nutritionally necessary information and anti-aging products that work with your body's natural process. From using enzymes to lose weight to dealing with more serious health problems. Educate yourself that you can leave the misinformation behind and have confidence. PureHealthSystems.com takes the mystery out of what true natural health is. You don't have to be confused anymore. Work with nature and harness the best your body can use for good health and vitality. That's PureHealthSystems.com.
All right. Darren in Colorado, if you want to contact me sometime off air, email me or something, I'll try to sift through and find it and get in touch with you. But I mean, the whole Madeline Marie O'Hare case and how she was supposedly killed and then how that investigation went along, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what the truth is. And you probably know more about that than I do, but you're saying your father was the convicted, is the convicted killer?
Yes, sir. He died in January. Just all of a sudden, he'd been put in Leavenworth, and suddenly he was deathly ill and died within a month. And it was very strange. It struck me as strange that a perfectly healthy man would just suddenly.
Yeah, that whole case was they were out there at that ranch for months. Then they found something. They hadn't. And just the way that the whole thing was being reported, it was very, very interesting.
Yeah, he was in Leavenworth, struck deathly ill. All of a sudden, they shipped him off to North Carolina to their federal cancer brig or whatever they've got. And
well, I know they do a lot of bio and chemical testing on prisoners and people. I mean, that's admitted. They did it to troops, even in the mid-'80s in England, killing our troops knowingly. That's BBC. Colonel Roberts, can you speak to that?
I'm real familiar with the O'Hare case, and I don't know exactly. I don't know anything about what you're talking about right now, but I know that there was also a lot of money involved in this deal, and all the money disappeared, and there was a lot of gold involved, and all the gold disappeared, and it all happened like overnight, and I don't know if they ever found any of that. So other than that, I really don't have much about it.
Yeah, send me some info. I appreciate the call, Darren. Mike in Tennessee, real quick, go ahead. Appreciate you coming on the show, Mike. Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Go ahead and talk.
Okay. Colonel Roberts, I've enjoyed all three of your books, and your newest one was Walking Dead. Is that the latest one?
That's a reprint of one that came out several years ago, but it's just come back out again.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something earlier about a radar shot from Long Island that showed it both.
Yeah, your phone's bad. I'm going to have to let you go, Mike. Thanks for the call. Craig, other comments on the power outage and the EMP burst that you emailed to me that I'll be posting on Infowars.com?
Yeah, I don't know much more than what we're going to see there, but something we need to look at. But before we run out of time, there is one last thing, and I want them to know they heard it here first. I just got this in, and I already knew something about this, but I just got some confirmation about it. Start watching between now and election time for biowarfare bunkers to be discovered in the western desert of Iraq. There's evidently two. And I knew about one, but there's evidently two underground bunkers in the western desert of Iraq.
And now they're claiming there's one also in Lebanon.
Well, these two right now, we know about them. We knew about them a long time ago, and you and I discussed why haven't they just gone and shown that, hey, here they are. Well, they would lose effect. If you can find them just before the election, of course, it would make a big difference.
Well, I've even heard Limbaugh brag that they've already found it, and they're going to be showing it to people. Of course, also, they got to go into them first and clean them out, because a lot of them have U.S.-made chemicals in them.
Well, I don't know about these two right here. We were watching these 10 years ago that I know of, at least one of them. It's inside of a mountain. It's been hollowed out, and the other one is under the desert where they dug it at nighttime, not realizing that we had satellites that they could see at night.
Absolutely. Pat, last caller. Go ahead real quick. Okay, we're not going to have time to go to Pat. I'm out of time, folks. And, Craig, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. RifleWarrior.com.
All right, and absolutely great stuff. The new book's out, Order Out of Chaos, and it's on Infowars.com. 1995, 300-something pages covering government-sponsored terrorism and the New World Order. Get your second copy for only $12 to give to as a gift to a friend or family. Get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. More news, more great guests and analysis. Have a great day.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available in the world.